Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Membership fees apply after free trial. Cancel anytime.
Okay, so why do people love my Total Body Bar workouts? Because they work. My clients get an amazing workout and great results. I'm Andrea Rogers, professional dancer and trainer, and my Extend Bar classes are fun, only 30 minutes, and proven to help you get sculpted, lean, and strong. And right now, you can stream my Extend Bar classes for free on the Beachbody On Demand app. See how effective these workouts truly are. Start for free today at beachbody.com.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Test, test. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, testing. Test your mic, please.
Test. Testy, test, two,
well,
test.
Well, welcome to another boring episode of My Wife Hates Me
Don't try
podcast.
To take my thing, what I do.
What do you do?
I'm the one who says it's boring.
Oh. Welcome to an exciting new My Wife Hates Me podcast.
Last time we did the podcast, no snow. This time we do the podcast, lots of snow.
Who cares?
Well, one of the reasons I bring it up is because when it was snowing, I saw you or heard you go outside and say to someone, I'll give you $20 to shovel out, my car out.
Yeah.
Right?
$20. And they took it.
They took it, right? And then I went to the window and I looked out and you came back in. I said, did you just give our neighbor $20? And he goes, no, that guy works for the condo association.
Yeah.
But it was our neighbor.
Well, I offered him another $5 and then I realized it was our neighbor. Well,
first, you were yelling at him from our balcony, from bedroom balcony. You were like, hey, how about another $5 if you do ours next, right?
No, another $5. I said, you don't have to do one side. Here's another $5 since, you know, you did
another
it good.
$5. And then you go, wait, are you our neighbor? And then the guy was like, yeah. So you were just like,
well, first of all,
it just, it's fine. He took it.
No.
I told a couple people the story and they were like, I would have taken the $20 to do it.
Well, one, there was a bunch of people
but it
in
seems
one area.
Racist.
No, it's not racist at all because when every goddamn white person thinks everything is racist. That's the problem. That seems racist or that's racist. Or no, it's a completely not racist thing. If there's six people, or let's say it was about five, shoveling in one area, okay? And one of them, okay, you say, hey, would you like to earn an extra 20? Okay? You would think he's one of the workers. You wouldn't think he's a neighbor, okay? Because they're all Mexican. They all look Mexican. So you would not think he's Asian, but with a hat on, they all, you know, that's who works, that's who does the maintenance here. It's all these Mexican workers. And so it's not racist. Tell me how it's racist.
Tell me how it's racist. No, I didn't say it was racist. I said it seemed racist.
Why would it
that
seem?
Because, well, I worry, like, that somebody who's not white, that a white person is like, there's $20. Shovel up my car. It's like
it, no, if you go to one of the workers.
The optics of it are not great.
That's just white America that's convinced you everything you do is racism if it's not.
I didn't say it was racism.
I'm saying, but just people that would say that.
I do think you're racist. I'm not saying that in this case.
I'm not saying.
But you, one of the reasons that you thought that he worked there was because he was not white.
And then no, neither was the other four or five people.
Right.
And never have I have
in fact, Asian of some kind, right?
In the last 10 years have seen any maintenance or you know who does the snow or who does the lawns or does
anything. You never saw a white person.
No. No, so being the fact that they don't, you know, that all the crews are from another country. Okay? Maybe they're racist for not hiring white people. Maybe this is racism against white people. Okay, I sound like a French actress, but maybe this is waitress. Or maybe this is racist against white people. That's all I'm saying. Why don't you start hiring white people to do the shoveling and lawn maintenance? You know, there's...
What about the Academy? That woman about the Academy? Everyone in England, when they're asked about... Or Europe, but... Well, maybe there wasn't any black people that were good enough this year. It's like... It's so stupid.
I don't know. We watch Beast of a Nation.
Beasts of No Nation.
Is that what it's called? Beasts of No Nation.
Idris
Elba.
Some.
Our buddy. My buddy.
You know him?
Yeah, I know him well. Well, not
well.
He used
to be what?
Nighttime manager at Caroline's.
Was he a good manager?
The nicest guy on the planet. I'm telling you, one of the nicest guys in the world. Just very calm, relaxed.
Was he acting then too? He
must have been. Guess, yeah. You know, and I can remember in my head exactly him standing there in his suit all the time. I would love to see him now.
I don't remember him.
This is before I even knew you.
Oh.
When you weren't even a mouth on my penis.
Oh, what a sweetie.
Way long before that. Years. But I could see him standing there in his suit. Just like this, the nicest guy. I have to run into him to talk to him.
Do you remember me?
Oh, he would have remembered.
I'm a comic from Caroline's.
I guarantee, because when I saw
him. 1987. Do you remember me?
I promise you he would. Because we always talked, and he was always like.
I always knew you were going to be somebody.
I didn't know
he was. Standing there in your suit.
I didn't even know he was an actor, so we didn't really talk that deep.
You probably just talked about yourself. He'll be like, oh, I remember you were always talking about yourself.
No, probably talking about the club or...
He'd be like, I remember you never said my name. You never knew it. You always referred to me as that guy. One time you made a racist joke at my expense.
Oh, here goes back to the racism.
Well, maybe what if you did say something, like, on stage?
I probably did.
When he walked by, you're probably like, don't fuck with my car.
Probably.
He's like, fuming. I'm British.
I'm not your average.
I'm not your average African American.
When you see when you see these African guys in New York selling their pocketbooks or videos.
Okay, first of all, those two, just saying those two things right there.
Yeah.
Makes you 100 years old.
What? That's what
they're There's selling. No videos.
Yeah, they sell them.
And there's no
DVDs.
And there's no pocketbooks.
Oh, what are they selling?
Purses
or pocketbooks? The big ones
I
are pocketbooks.
Little
pocketbook. Ones are purses.
It's not a pocket. It's not. It's not a pocket. It's not a book. Why do they call it the pocketbook? It doesn't make any sense. It's not a pocket or a book.
Is there anybody else you want to
was
tell?
Was that good? Or was that, like, in my mind, I feel like I hit it perfectly.
Is there anybody else you want to say?
Everyone knows who I was doing, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't have to say the name.
Yeah.
Because people
Prior.
Get it. Ah!
How dare you?
Is there anybody else in the room you want to tell that I said pocketbook? Hello?
These girls are walking around with their pocketbooks. No, that was wrong.
You don't want to tell your wife you said pocketbook?
Oh, do Sandy? I'm not doing Sandy anymore. It annoys me.
All right.
Oh, now they know us! Somehow they know us! They're talking about us! Sandy, get over here! She said your name!
Boy, you really...
What?
You're like Raina. You just... Where you get a little fucking laugh and you'll just run with it.
That's my profession. You think somebody like a professional singer is like, somebody's like, oh, that's good. Can you do it a little louder? They'd be like, no. They'll be like, ma.
What were we talking about?
They don't even know what second goes by. They don't know what they're talking about.
Oh, I remember. So when you see these guys hustling in New York, whatever, you got to say, fuck.
They were. Oh, I thought that was it.
Yeah.
You got to say, fuck. You do?
After you see that movie.
It's a little unknown rule in the New York nightlife. You see one of those guys, you say, fuck. And then keep going. And they'll leave you alone.
What they went through back home in life.
What do you mean? Up, like in Haiti or something?
Or Africa? Where that movie we saw, just growing up, if they were in those areas where rebels were fighting.
Where no one was good. Raina kept looking up at that movie being like, are those the good guys? Who are the good guys? There was no good guys. There are no good guys.
Well, the government.
The regular people were good.
Horrible.
But they had to choose between evil and eviler.
But Idris Elba was great in the movie.
He was fantastic.
How come he's not up for an Oscar?
I think like some of those movies are hard to watch. First of all, the Academy, I read this, is like 77% white, some crazy number like that. They're the average age is 64. They're predominantly white, old white men. Okay. They're the ones choosing.
They would appreciate his movie.
And that, can I just say this? 64-year-old white men with money are who's choosing the Academy.
How do you don't know if they have money?
Well,
one of them could have lost a lot of money in the housing bubble.
That's like a good indicator of who's running the world. 64-year-old white men. Okay.
Really?
China. Yeah, and the reason that they don't make more movies with black people is because of, and I just found this out, foreign sales. That's where all the movies make their money. That's how they. Is it going to do well overseas? I really don't know what I'm talking about, even though I sound like I really sound.
Why, you read that about foreign sales?
Someone texted that to me today. This
Who?
Morning.
John?
Don't say people's names.
A thin. Tack.
What?
I just made up some weird name. Jonathan Tack.
Oh, Jonathan Tack, yes.
Yeah.
Our good friend Jonathan Tack.
What do you mean don't say any names? Who do you think? First of all, he's your new boyfriend. Want to talk about that?
Okay. Please don't ruin this for me.
I'm going to ruin everything for you.
Please don't ruin this for me.
My face.
Anytime. Oh, I don't see you ruining it with, like, Bourdain.
Huh? You're done with him.
I got what I wanted.
You got what you wanted.
Well, then just let me be done with this other guy then soon enough.
Real feminist. Real feminist. That's what I'm saying.
Well, because the truth of it is, if you want to know the truth, there's nothing going on with anyone. I'm just doing business and...
With your shirt open?
Yes, sometimes my boobs need air. No,
the only thing good about this podcast is it gets me horny.
Why? Because you're talking about yourself? Because you just like being in front of a mic.
Getting real
bored.
What
if I told you, this whole thing's a scam. This has never gone out to the people.
Whoa.
We've set up some of your Twitter. Speaking of set up and Twitter, going on with your Twitter?
I got to figure out how. I think I was hacked. Someone said
But hacked, like, and then they gave you, like, 40,000 new followers.
About 10, but...
10,000 new followers?
I don't know how many it is, but who hacks into your computer and gives you a bunch of new, into your Twitter and gives you all these new followers? How does that...
Did you change your password?
I'm trying to...
You're trying to change your password?
I did that.
You don't know how to change your password?
You can't do it.
Yeah.
Oh, you think you can? On the computer?
Yes.
Guarantee you can't on mine.
On yours? Why, do you have a different Twitter than everyone else?
Yep. I have 3 T's in the middle.
Oh. I was like, we all did.
Just wanted you to know.
You blew my mind there for a minute.
Yep, that's what I did. Who's that?
It's Chris.
Why? What does he want?
I have to send a new script to him.
There's more management that avoids me. I talked to... You know that black comic Chris last night? You know...
Rock?
No.
I don't know any of the black comics'
from
names.
Philly, the little fat...
I don't know any of the
darkest
white comics'
one, the darkest
names.
One that comes in.
Oh, the real, the real, real dark one?
Yes.
Oh, everything. Yes. I keep my eye on him.
Oh, I don't know. Can you show me on this chart what his skin tone is?
He has all these shows. You want to talk about pitching them. He goes, yeah, I got like 9. I go, well, first of all, pick 3. You're not going into a meeting and giving 9 ideas.
I don't know. There is some people do believe just pitch it all out.
Not
9.
You
might have one shot at it. When I was in that pitch meeting with those 2 women, which I'll never go to a pitch meeting with them again, because I thought we were going in to pitch my one show. They're producers. We go in, Comedy Central, pitch the one show, and then they pitched like 9 shows after that, and I just had to sit there, like that didn't have anything to do with me. I really wish when I look back on it that I'd just walked out. I'd just been like, hey, I gotta go. Nice seeing you guys.
Well, who was it? What ladies were they?
I don't want to say their name, but they're a very, very legitimate production company. However, they irritated me to no end because I don't give a shit. What I don't care what people have done in the past. It's what they're doing in the present with me that drives me nuts.
Well, I told him the best thing to do is get in one of your friends, have him buy one of your shows and buy one of his, but don't let people know who bought it. You could just go around town saying you sold the show.
Yeah, and then...
And create the heat.
Yes, yes, good idea. And then when they go, who bought it? And they're like, Andre...
You know, I just say, hey, what's his name? Sold the show. Who? I don't know, but
Well, everyone, the first follow-up question, it's not even like the third or fourth. It's like, who bought it?
Then you change the subject.
I just tell everyone True TV, because nobody watches that channel.
Yeah.
And it seems legit. It seems like...
Everybody's making a move towards comedy now, they say. Hulu, Netflix, all of them.
We're all making moves.
True. What's true?
We're all making moves towards comedy.
What's true up to now? They all have a different, like, you know, okay, this year we like...
Everybody's getting specials.
Yeah, everybody.
Do you have Chris Rock's quote?
What?
We've said him twice now, right? So that's good. He said, I see a lot of norms coming out, but not a lot of specials.
He said that? Good. That's true. Didn't you watch one yesterday? Female comic?
No.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No.
You didn't watch one yesterday?
No, I didn't.
You don't want to talk about it, review it?
No.
How about Ralphie May losing his mind over...
I didn't read the thing yet. I got to read... Why? What did I miss? What happened?
I don't know. He's upset with Chelsea Peretti because I think she called her special one of the greatest.
What? Wait. Okay. Her special from... like last year, a year and a half ago, is called One of the Greats. It's on Netflix. Okay. Yeah. So that's what she's been hashtagging herself as, one of the greats, for years on Twitter. She's building her brand. Then she comes out with a special, One of the Greats. Makes sense. Okay. So now, a year and a half later, Ralphie May says what? Did you read the article?
Yeah.
Okay, you brought it up here on the podcast.
Yeah.
So let's hear the breakdown.
He was upset because he doesn't think she's a legend, putting herself in the category of Pryor and Carlin and Joan Rivers.
Wait till yours comes out.
I didn't say I'm the greatest.
They call me legend. He's going to be real. Well, Ralphie,
but I am a legend.
Who I adore, and I worked with him many times. He doesn't get the joke. I mean, it's like an ironic thing that she's doing. One of the Greats.
But I think maybe that was the name of one of his specials.
Well, then if it was the name of one of his specials, then he's coming down on himself. That's stupid.
Then maybe it wasn't.
It can't be one of his specials. You can't be like, hey, you can't call yourself one of the greats if... And then somebody's like, hey, wasn't your second album called One of the Greats? Oh, yeah. Well, I'm allowed to do it, even though I'm not Pryor.
Let's see if I can find it on here. Why is... This is the worst computer, this one.
Weren't we supposed to review somebody today?
Oh, yeah. Let's see.
Let's review somebody. And didn't you figure out how... Didn't somebody tell you how to do it through the computer?
Yes, they did, but I got to get a cord.
So you haven't done that yet? You're the worst producer on the planet.
You got to be in New York.
You're the worst... You're always like, we got to produce, we got
to
do this. You got
to go to New York to get it.
You're in New York all the time, every day.
Not by... what do you call it?
Oh, come on.
All right, let's see. I'll talk while I look this up.
Talk what? About what an idiot you are?
Huh?
But why don't you? You don't do any producing. And you're always like, I'm a producer. I'm a good producer.
I am.
Why? I don't understand. I'm looking up the Ralphie May thing. Do you want me to?
Yeah, go ahead. Why do
This is fun, guys. Thanks for hanging in there.
Don't
while
worry, we're trying to. We don't prepare. We didn't.
Yeah, because you're a bad producer.
I'm not a bad producer. I'm a great producer.
Here it is.
What?
Oh my God! The first thing that comes up says, "Idiot comedian Ralphie May went ballistic on Chelsea Peretti for the dumbest reason possible." Ralphie May blasts Chelsea Peretti over title of her Netflix special. Ralphie May went off the rails Twitter rant about Chelsea Peretti. Which one? I'll do this one.
Okay. You want me to read this? About the... Are you going to keep doing that?
Oh, let's do this first. What?
Go ahead.
What are you going to read?
The review. I mean, what she wrote to us.
Oh, well, wait. Ralphie May, a comedian without a recent comedy special, which is actually rare for Ralphie, because doesn't he always have a special?
It said he has like four on Comedy Central and two on Netflix.
Really laid into Chelsea Peretti's comedy special on Twitter last night. He was mostly outraged that she had the audacity, the nerve, the off-the-wall sense of entitlement to call her Comedy Central special one of the greats. It wasn't a Comedy Central special. It was a Netflix. If you haven't seen it, in this special, before she gets down to opener, she screams, "I'm the shit." And when she calls herself one of the greats, this, like most of what she says, is supposed to be comedic. It's a very, very good special, and I think that it's funny. I like the title, One of the Greats. He's freaking out about it, among other things, like how he's racist, and the subtext of all this is that he's not loving life right now. Okay, here's some of the tweets. "Jesus, I love women comics, but you're not even one of the greats from 2015. You are fucking funny, but that's crazy. You got the balls to call your special one of the greats? Richard, Joan, George, who talked you into this? Fire them."
Why did he throw my name into it?
"So motherfucking ostentatious, disrespectful thing I've ever seen in 26 years of comedy. Jesus, and I had respected you." glad you love her. That title special negates respect ever again. Hologram. I don't know what any of this means. Funny or not funny, that's subjective, but one of the greats, it's indignant. At Kathleen Madigan, funniest woman comic. Well, that's it, Ralphie. How dare you? As usual, it's pure joy being a successful woman on the internet. All he needs is a style makeover from Chelsea and everything will be okay.
He wrote more tweets. That's it?
That's the Ralphie May news.
Well, Ralphie's going through some tough times now.
Going through some tough times there.
You know,
not seeing things as comedic right now.
Oh, yeah, but you know the one thing I do like?
That he said you're fucking funny, but...
It wasn't me.
No, that... I know it wasn't you. At what point was this ever about you? It wasn't about you.
He said
to Chelsea, I think you're fucking funny, but that's disrespectful, ostentatious, and, you know, indignant. I don't know what he said. But he was like... Still covering his bases. I mean, you're fucking funny, but come on. One of the greats? You're not even one of the greats from 2015.
Is he seeing Kathleen Madigan on the side?
I think he and Kathleen Madigan got something going on.
Let's start a rumor.
At Kathleen Madigan. I want Kathleen Madigan embedded into every... I hope there's something about... I'm going to write something about Chelsea Handler and just put at... Kathleen Madigan.
But Kathleen is funny, man. I've heard her on Sirius.
Yeah, no, she's good. And
she's fucking a real... She's like a fucking pro. Like, she's like... You know what I mean? Like, she reminds me of myself, kind of.
Oh,
like,
my God. Oh, God. I'm sorry, Kathleen. Sorry you have to be hearing this.
You know what I mean? Just somebody...
You're better than that.
Why did PowerPoint Mac come up on this thing here now? Oh.
Okay, let's do this other thing, because I got a lot of stuff to do
today.
Wait.
Whoa, my PowerPoint Mac just came up. Okay, let's see. Hello, Rich and Bonnie. Love your podcast and your stand-ups.
And your stand-ups?
That's what it says.
Oh, come on, lady.
I'm a huge fan.
Is this a girl?
Yes, I'm a huge fan
of both. I didn't know it was a girl.
I'm a huge fan of both of you. I watch Women Aren't Funny on Netflix, and a couple of days later,
Women
downloaded it on iTunes. Also downloaded Bonnie's Comedy Central special, and Rich is still empty inside. I was wondering if you could review my stand-up in a London-based club. It didn't go as well as the other two times, and I'm trying to figure out if it's me or the audience. Especially, I'd like to hear Bonnie's opinion, since I am doing the sarcastic type of humor, which a lot of times is quite offensive.
I guess it's a dude.
No. I guess I want to know if you guys got a bad response from the audience when you first started out, since you are very edgy, and that's the type of stand-up I like to do, and I find that it alienates the audience. Sometimes and often people who are likable to get a better response than I do, even if their material is not as good or original. A sassy black woman from South Africa got a standing ovation for doing jokes that I'm pretty sure I've read online about relationships and dating guys for money. Should I be more likable? Because when I bomb, I tend to resent the audience and show my displeasure.
This could be me
towards
writing
them.
It.
While other comics, when they bomb, tend to be self-deprecating and apologetic. And how do I get the confidence to yell at the audience if a joke bombs? Because I feel like all the new comics I meet have so much confidence, and I'm the only one who's shaking in his boots. Oh, it's a guy.
See?
When I have to get on stage, and I usually sequester myself into a corner before and after the show and don't talk to anyone. All the new comics give me advice before the show, and if they've been in the game forever and talk about how easy comedy is, and I, as a fan of comedy, who has listened to millions of interviews from every possible comic in the world, just find it to be the hardest thing ever. How long did you guys bomb before you... Never. How long did you guys bomb before you became good, and when did you realize it's not working out? Well, we never realized that.
That's not working out? Yeah. I literally quit every... couple of weeks.
I hate being new to comedy, and I wish my lisp has gone away. I hate being new to comedy, and I wish I could look into the future to see if I'm wasting my time. Because this truly is all I ever wanted to do.
Well, this, you know, there's
just to guide you through my clips, I've written down
okay,
my
you don't have to read the whole
jokes
thing.
As
this
a
is
transcript.
Too much.
Okay, I'm doing a setup. Let's see. Let's see if we can get this on YouTube. And
first of all, there's a lot of good points, but it's like, it's exactly the same story for every single person that starts out. It's like,
yeah, you're gonna
people who are not good start off doing much better a lot of the time with the audience.
Well, let's see if we can hear some of this. Let's see.
Being an original voice is harder. Let's see what this guy got. I hope I can understand him. I have a hard time understanding accents.
Oh, fuck.
I'll just pretend I'm him. Hello there. Hello, people. I'm a comedian. Should I keep going?
2 minutes, 51 seconds.
Oh my God. The fact that you have like your wallet on there is driving me
nuts.
It's
not my wallet. It's
oh, really?
A case.
You got all your shit in there.
That's not my important stuff.
Okay.
Okay, come on, pal. What happened?
Oh my God. I guess we can't do it.
Oh, we'll do it. Fuck me.
No thanks.
Okay. I don't think he's even said anything yet.
They're just laughing at him?
Yeah.
And, it was awkward. I went to the Apple store because my phone didn't charge. So I gave my phone to the guy and he checked it. And I don't know what he did. He checked all the apps that took out most of the battery life. And the first apps that showed up were Grindr and Scruff, which are two gay sex apps. And he would not look at me. It was awkward. So I tried to... I didn't know what to do. I panicked. So I was like, ooh, maybe my phone has AIDS.
Oh, brother.
Well, that's funny. You don't think that's funny?
I guess it is. It's
that's
just
funny.
Like his delivery was so terrible.
But he's like a real... He's like one of these deadpan.
I don't like. I'm not a huge fan of that kind of comic. What, like I like a good. I like a good joke.
So you hate Todd Barry?
No, but Todd Barry is not just like a deadpan. Like okay, this is the thing.
I like deadpan Stephen Wright.
Yeah, but you can only watch it for a few minutes and then you're bored.
It depends how good the jokes are.
No,
Landisberg.
Don't
Stevens.
Start bringing up comics because I'll have to say I don't like some of them. I don't feel like it. I don't feel like
David Tell is a deadpan comic.
No,
basic.
He's not.
He's not deadpan, but he's low energy. He's,
look, there's a difference between a joke telling comedian and a deadpan comedian.
Well, this
a joke telling comedian. I'll watch all day long, okay? But a deadpan comedian is where the audience is silent, you wait for the joke, and then you applaud or laugh and say, I get the joke.
Well, but
I get it.
He might not be deadpan.
Like,
he might be low energy.
A good comedian sort of has a build going. You get an idea of who they are as a person.
Well, what's the difference between low energy and deadpan? So he might just be low energy.
Well, like, okay... There are comedians, a lot of them, in New York City that just stand there and tell their jokes.
Yes.
Okay? To do that, you have to have fucking amazing jokes to hold an audience's attention for any length of time just telling jokes. It's better if you put those jokes into a thing that's going to build a little bit. Do you know what I mean? Get the audience laughing. In my opinion, whatever. Do whatever you fucking want to do.
Well, you only heard one joke.
I mean, this kind of comedy is great for maybe not saying your phone has AIDS, but just telling jokes is great for getting on late night shows.
But that was a good joke. It wasn't.
I'm saying that's a good joke, but I'm just saying, like, you just brought up, oh, I love deadpan comedians.
Well,
don't,
he
you
might
said
be
to a... me, you said to me, don't you love deadpan comedians?
But he might be low energy.
I said no.
I gotta listen more. And I do like, I like deadpan and I like low energy.
Put a little oomph into it.
I don't like gay pride parades. I think they're degrading. I don't understand why they have to take guys that like tiny shorts and put them on a float. How is that helping, you know? It's like if the Jews had a pride parade and they just walked down the street showering themselves with money, you know?
Well, cause first of all, nobody can understand the jokes that he's telling. I can't even understand them. I'm sitting right here, so.
You can't understand them, I did.
Okay, well, your phone is right next to your ear. Do you really think that's coming through? Like, the last joke, people probably don't even know what the last joke was.
We'll explain the jokes as we go along until we get our new setup. He just said he doesn't like gay pride parades.
What was the first? First, tell the first joke because it sets up to the second joke.
The first one was he took his phone to Apple because it wasn't charging.
Yes.
Oh, my list is back. And then the guy at Apple looked at some of his apps or whatever.
And the first two apps that came up were Grindr and something else. Both were
gay apps.
So then the guy wouldn't look at him, so he wondered, does my phone have AIDS?
That's what he said to the guy. My phone has AIDS. Then the second one was...
Oh, he said it to the guy? I didn't hear
that. The guy wouldn't look him in the face after that.
So he said, does my phone have AIDS?
Yeah. Then the second one, gay pride parade, why are guys... I'm against gay pride parades.
Do you like that joke about the... A horse goes into a bar.
Yeah.
The bartender goes, why the long face? I have AIDS.
I just found out I have AIDS.
Oh, really? You think that made it better?
Yes. But he has a long face. People don't get it. To a horse, why such a long face?
Oh, people get it, Rich. People get it.
That was in a magazine. Who wrote that? Like
I don't know. Morgan Murphy.
A cartoonist. I'm getting a text.
Are you? Is that what that sound means? Ladies and gentlemen, Rich has an iPhone. And when you have an iPhone, a little noise happens when you get a text.
So the second one was, I don't like gay pride parades. I don't think I need to see a guy in a small bathing suit on a float.
Okay, you've just rewritten his joke for him.
No, that was the second one.
No, it's a little... Okay, but go ahead.
Well, what did he say?
He goes, I don't like gay pride parades. I think they're demeaning. Well, I don't get why wearing little shorts...
On a float
is helping anything.
And then what was the second part?
I don't remember.
So Jews walking down the street throwing money at themselves?
Oh.
So that's kind of hacky.
Yeah.
That's very hacky.
Just some stereotype bullshit.
It's hacky.
But is he gay?
I don't know.
These jokes would be better if he was gay.
He might be if he had.
So if you're not gay,
he might
go
be
suck
gay.
A cock, because I think these jokes are going to be better if you're
No, I think he is.
Gay.
He might be because the second one, already he has two gay ones. Like, maybe he has two gay
But can
abs.
You tell by looking at him?
Nah, you can't tell.
I went to Primark the other day, and I saw a bunch of Muslim women.
Okay, he went to where?
Wait,
he went to where?
Somewhere in England, Pine something, and he saw a bunch of Muslim women wearing burqas. Hold on.
And I thought, why? Who cares? I can imagine them in the standing in the wardrobe, just looking at the dress, going, just picture me in this, but only the eyes. Just this, but only the eyes.
I don't get the joke. Stop. This is awful.
No, here's
I'm not saying he's awful. I'm just saying the way we're doing it, I can't understand it.
All right, we never can understand it.
But
why do you put it by your ear? It's almost over. Here's the problem. He's going from one group. There's nothing.
Well, that's what deadpan. You love it.
No,
you love it. The deadpan jokes. You don't need any connectors. You don't need any segues.
You could still know that person from a deadpan comic. Like if Stephen Wright was up there, you would know Stephen Wright. His obscure thinking.
I'm just saying, if you're going to just stand there and tell jokes, they have to all be amazing standalone jokes.
Yes. Maybe I don't like deadpan anymore now. No, he's not deadpan.
He's
just low energy.
Off a deadpan.
No, he's low energy.
He's
not
deadpan. Because his jokes aren't clean enough to be deadpan.
He's not. He's just low energy. Like Fred Stoller was deadpan, kind of.
I loved Fred Stoller. What was this? What was he talking about?
Burkas or whatever. I didn't listen.
But what's the joke?
I don't, you know, what, picture me. I think, you know, in a hot outfit, just seeing my eyes or something. Okay, whatever, I didn't hear it. That could not even be it for all I know. But
okay,
it's just going from gay to Muslim.
Now he's doing it to Muslim, but he hasn't really gotten to the joke yet. Well, see, he got a huge laugh. We don't even know what it was.
He fucked up, I think. Oh. I don't know. Maybe not.
See, he did a joke, and we don't even know what the joke was.
Okay, here. You want to rewind it a little?
The audience finally laughed.
All right, well, good joke. Let's go to the next one.
I don't know what it was.
He went home for the holidays.
So he says his mom was ugly.
Do you really think you had to say that in the middle of the joke?
Well, come on. It's like, think about if you're listening to a fucking podcast and this is what you hear for fucking 5 minutes.
I think they could hear it.
Okay, well, I thought that joke was good. That was great, yeah. Like, what the fuck? And you're like, oh, yeah, don't repeat the joke.
No, wait to the end of it, and then you go
over. Don't wait for a fucking half hour.
30 seconds, his bitch. 20 seconds.
Who cares?
Seconds.
If you're listening to podcasts, you don't want to hear mumbling bullshit.
All right, we're not reviewing. We're going to wait till we get our setup.
Jesus Christ, Rich. You have a...
What?
I can't...
Why are
I
you?
Don't understand you. You're so fucking hell-bent on this podcast and how great it is that we do it and, you know, whatever. And then you have a handheld...
phone. iPhone.
No. You actually... We could be doing the podcast...
Oh, on the... on the handheld recorder.
A handheld recorder, which you've had for over a year, probably 2 years. You've never figured out how to use it.
I got to learn. You're right.
Okay.
But when?
You're like, I got to go golfing. I got to do this. I got to do that. You're at home. You're always like, there's nothing to do. I got to leave. I got to do. Well, why don't you figure out the fucking podcast? Why don't you memorize how to fucking start the podcast? Why don't you figure out?
I did. You don't see the paper in front of
things.
Me.
How do you, you know, make it do a couple of tests, figure out how to do that Skype call thing? That you said we're going to start taking calls. No, you say this stuff, but you never do it. And then if I were to do it, which I would fucking do it, you know that I would.
Yes, you would.
Okay, because we said starting January, we're going to start having bits on the show, on the actual radio
show. On the radio show.
Yes.
Yes.
So Lewis and I created some bits. We've already done some of them. We got more in the works. Like, we're doing it, and you're just sitting here like, I'm a producer, too. I do stuff, too. And you don't. You don't do anything.
I do.
And then you're still holding up your fucking dumb iPhone that's attached to a wallet. I see you gluing it. You're gluing your iPhone to a wallet. It's just... It's just insanity. Holding it up. This one comes to us from England.
So here's you're 100% right.
You know, just do
Wait,
it.
But listen,
but it's been two fucking years.
It's not 2 years.
We got all that podcast equipment.
Yes.
From Lindsay, who's amazing. Yes. She's probably sitting there like, "Fuck them." I could have given it to somebody who's going to use it. I could have sent it to Africa. We could have had a podcast coming out of Africa. Wherever that was that we watched the Beasts of No Nation podcast.
Okay, just remember this. You are right.
We're hearing gunfire in the background.
Don't forget.
There's 12-year-old boys with guns running around.
Don't forget that I got a text to remind me to check it. What?
I'm turning it off, Sandy. I'm going to turn it off. I can't listen to it. The things they're doing on this podcast are so ridiculous. They're trying to do a he's just holding up his iPhone to the mic. He thinks people can understand that. I'm shutting it off, Sandy. Stay there. No, Sandy, listen. You don't want to hear this.
Wait, let's see if we can hear this one last joke. This isn't fair to this young man.
This is not fair to that fucking guy?
Yeah.
I'm going to write you a
2-page thesis on my stand-up set, and then I'm wondering if you could... I don't know why the audience doesn't like it. I'm just too good. I think that's what the problem is. I'm over the heads of the people of the audience. No, you're just not fucking good yet. That's every single person. Until you've been doing it.
There's only 19 seconds.
Even people have been doing it 5 years, that sometimes they get on like a Jimmy Fallon or something, and then they walk around thinking they're good. You're not good. You're a piece of fucking shit. You're all shit. I was shit 2 weeks ago. Okay, real shit. I got mad at the audience. I yelled at them. Okay. So it's like it never ends. You think at some point it's going to all click in and you're going to be fucking Dave Attell? You're not. Guess how many people get to be Dave Attell? One. One person. That's who gets... Rich Voss. He, you know, the only reason that you're as good as you are is because you have the gene in you to be that good. Some people will never fucking get there. This guy... You know, he will get on some late night shows if he sticks with it. But from what I've seen here today, he's no Rich Voss.
No, you see, first of all, don't you fucking crush this guy's dreams.
I will crush all their dreams. You know why?
What are you, the ghost solution?
You know why? Because if you want to do this, you better fucking get ready.
You better repeat
for
that.
For your fucking soul to be in a vice for the entire fucking career.
We started getting on that one because it stopped. The podcast stopped in the middle of that little rant.
How? See, this is what I'm talking about.
Something popped up. An advertisement or something. First of all, don't crush his dreams because you don't know. He could be the next star for all you fucking know.
I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit if he's the next star. Fine. If he's the next star, great. I'll be fucking 80 by the time that happens.
No.
And then a couple years. Bonnie told me I could do it. Well, good. I hope I gave you the fucking cojones. Is that a real word? To keep at it. To get better. Don't just fucking sit around like, oh, I'm too edgy. You're not. You're not good enough. That's the problem.
One, let's hear the last one. He's at his mom's house, and his mom is not the best looking gal. And he's having dinner with her. There's 19 seconds left.
Well, she looks like a monster from Star Wars. Where the fuck are you going to find a crane on Sunday?
I didn't understand.
I don't get it.
I didn't understand it. It's
his
not...
mom's fat. He's saying his mom's fat.
No, I don't
Just
know.
Say she's fat then.
Listen.
Go, my mom's fat.
With all
Anytime we want to go anywhere, we need a crane.
With all fairness to you.
What?
To the guy, we could not do this properly with the setup we have. What I did see is...
We did see some ability in the writing department.
Yes.
Okay.
So.
And we did see some potential in terms of you wanting to be better. Okay.
Yeah.
The one great thing about your stage presence is you don't act like you fucking know what you're doing. You should. My theory is you should be slightly embarrassed about what you're doing.
He's obviously embarrassed.
Your
by
entire career.
He's embarrassed by what he's doing, obviously.
A good comedian is always a little embarrassed about what they're doing up
there. That's
what
I say.
The garbage they're putting out.
I sometimes hate myself, and I hate what I do. And I go...
Not very often. Not often enough.
Yes.
Let's just say that.
I can't believe I just...
And... By the way, like, I don't fucking come on these podcasts and start bah, 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 and then, like, think I did something great. I lay around for hours. Maybe not lay around. I'm doing laundry for hours after this, thinking about what an idiot I am, the shit that I said. That's why I hate doing the podcast, because I have to go over everything and I know what a fucking complete jackass I am. You know, we did Race Wars last time?
Yeah.
All I did for days after that was just be like, ugh, I'm so gross.
I was good that night.
I was awful. And I just had to beat myself up for fucking 48 hours.
All right, let's wrap this fucking thing up. We're going to
I don't feel like sometimes I just like being in my house without talking to anybody or having a mic in my face, because then I don't have to fucking, then it's just like then I'm just an idiot in private.
We didn't even give the guy's name.
Give his name.
No.
Why? He wants you to give his name.
Well, we didn't review it properly, so
just
it's not
fair.
Just
give his name. You should still... Well, we made it clear that we didn't review it properly. Give his name. He's going to be upset, honestly, if you don't say his name.
He knows it's him. How many people from England... That, you know.
No, it's not about him. He wants, that's why people send it, so that they can be like, oh, I did this podcast or whatever.
Oh, now I got to find it again.
I don't know why people send it, but you got to do his name.
I will.
If you don't want your name said, you should make that clear. But I think everybody wants their name said.
Do you?
Yes. Are we done?
In 1 second.
We're so close.
Do some plugs.
Do some plugs. This weekend,
here it is. Nicholas Ricci, is that right?
Nicholas Ricci, I don't know.
R-I-C-C-I. Nicholas. Oh wait. Oh, here's a synopsis of what. Look, he wrote the whole bitch down.
Oh.
Which got a huge laugh, and it was. It's my first time performing here, so it's kind of like losing my virginity. Except my uncle's not breathing down my neck, so it's a bit different. That was his. We didn't hear that one.
Oh, that might have been the joke that didn't.
There was two things. He sent me two clips. Here's number two. After I talk about my sister having an abortion, and you might not get the TFL reference, because in London, women are expecting a baby wear a badge that has the London transport system that says baby on board. I don't want to.
Yeah, who cares?
I don't want to. Anyhow, look. Oh, you wrote all his fucking jokes down.
I'm at Mohegan Sun Thursday, Friday, Saturday this week. Following weekend, I'm at McGuire's. I think that's the 5th and 6th of February. McGuire's on Long Island. It's a great club, and you should come to that. And then in March.
February 9th.
3rd and 4th or something like that. The first weekend in March, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I'm at the Stress Factory. I know everyone's excited about that because...
You're doing a
Stress Factory. I got a lot of fans in the area.
You're doing a tri-state tour, Connecticut, New York, and New Jersey.
I'm doing some things.
Tri-state tour.
And then my book comes out February 23rd. That's going to happen. Like, that's really happening. And here's the thing that I was thinking about. Can I talk about this for 1 minute?
Well, why not? You have for 1 year.
Okay, fine.
No,
I won't.
Go ahead. I want you to talk about it. Go ahead.
No.
Stop. Don't. No. I'm not going to argue for you to talk about
it. I'm turning it on again, Sandy.
Go ahead.
I'm going to see what they're doing now. No. So I got some positive. Why do you keep looking like that?
Something's in my eye. Go ahead. Are you talking to me or to people?
You know what?
I don't get who you're talking to. I thought you were just talking out to the people. Go ahead. Are you talking to me? I'm sorry.
I'm done with you.
No, I'm sorry.
Done with you.
Don't turn this into some crazy thing like we're having dinner before we got married and you...
Stop. Oh, you're really going to just keep bringing up that one fucking incident? It's the only time...
This is the only time that I can point to that I think that she was crazy.
No, that's a lot of times.
It was 11 years ago. Okay.
12.
But she said some things and that I will not let go of. Because anytime I need to win an argument, I have to bring up that dinner.
It was lunch.
Where she got crazy.
Well, what you're saying about the book, you get tons of positive feedback.
But yeah, but of course people could, then I started realizing, like I was getting excited about coming out. And then I was realizing like, of course, well, a lot of them are my friends.
Uh-huh.
So of course they're going to be like, it's really good. You know what I mean? What they're not going to be like, this part's a little cringy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. What did your mother say?
It's not the worst thing she's ever read.
See? That's good.
So that's something.
Yeah.
She told me I read a lot of books.
Yeah, so of course. Yeah, but they
were. She was trying. I shouldn't paint it like that. She really did say that, but she wasn't trying to be mean.
No.
It's just a funny.
Look, you got good response from reviewers that don't know you.
Right. So. But it's still scary. Like comedy, you do it on stage, you know, like it works, it doesn't work, whatever.
Yeah, but you can even then you don't know because
You don't know how somebody's going to review, but you still know in your heart, kind of like what you're doing is. You wouldn't put it out there if you didn't know a little bit if it was good or not. Like writing is just, I didn't show it to anybody until it was done. Like,
yeah, why wouldn't you show it to me?
I just didn't want you to read it. What page are you on?
50.
50. Then just can't get any further.
No, like, I took it with me this
morning. A lot of people are like, I can't put it down. Rich is like, I can't pick it up. You find it, I can't.
I'm taking it with me this week. I'll try to get through another 25 to 50 pages.
I don't want you to hurt yourself.
No, I like taking my time when I read.
Do you think it's cringy?
No, I laughed many times.
At what?
What part? What do you do like about it? Okay, so that's that.
I laughed a lot.
And also, it's available on audible.com.
On where?
Audible.
You mean you can buy it? You can hear it already?
Yeah.
Already?
No, when it comes out, February 23rd. Yeah. They're not going to let you listen to it before. What? Do you know how worlds work?
How worlds? It's, do you know how the world works?
Whatever.
Okay, so here's the deal. February 9th, we're doing a live My Wife Hates Me podcast from the Village Underground. Ron Bennington will be the host.
Tickets are going fast.
They're super fast. There's only like 50 left, I think. Special guest, February 9th, Ron Bennington is the
host. Oh, we got to hold 2 tickets.
Oh, good. I bet you these people wanted to know that.
Okay, I just...
Any names? Do you want to tell them who?
It's one of our listeners won a contest.
That fucking crazy guy that keeps following you around?
That you saw it,
Where did I just see him?
At Gotham.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he killed his wife.
I know, we never see her. She's always there. He's always like, oh, she's in the bathroom, or she's still at her seat. Yeah. Never see
she's
her anymore.
She's stuffed and he's...
Yeah, it's just this old creepy walking around. Hi.
Yeah, what happened to his wife?
I'm funnier on the email.
This weekend, I will be at Laughing Comedy Cafe in Fort Myers. This weekend, Friday and Saturday. And then next week, I'm at MGM Grand.
The what?
MGM Grand.
Well, that's a tough one for you. Who would have thought that?
I didn't mess that up.
MGM Grand.
MGM Grand.
Okay.
Las Vegas, Brad Garrett's Comedy Room.
Fantastic.
Next weekend.
You're doing great. You're killing it.
Why?
I don't know.
I have a root canal that's taken a week to heal.
Sometimes that happens.
No, it got infected.
Betsy had a root canal and then she went to on vacation for a week.
Oh, that's why she didn't respond to me.
Yeah. She's out of the country.
It got infected.
She's in Bali or something.
It's not getting worse. It's slowly going down, right? You could tell it's going down, the swelling.
Remarkably. It really has.
Remarkable.
Remarkable.
Do you know what that's from? Remarkable.
Is it Todd Berry?
No, the Little Rascals.
Oh.
It's a little kid that they glued to the ground when they were babysitting.
It
when
like
spanking.
Todd Berry.
Remarkable. People remember. Older people remember.
Todd Berry's on the radio show tonight. No one will know that. This won't come out in time.
You never know. Well, it was a pleasure doing this podcast with you, Bonnie McFarlane.
Thank you, Richard Voss.
Do you think maybe a little... I got another one. I got another text. Let's see what...
That noise you're hearing, that's Rich Voss's
Ellen's
text.
Old phone. Are you home?
Why is it Ellen's old phone?
I don't know, but why is she asking my home? Oh, yes. I think a package is coming.
Okay, thanks,
all right,
everybody.
Listen, we got to run.
And
thank you for the support.
If you haven't already, then I'm sorry. You had to listen.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.